it's a reminder that there's so much further for us to go in terms of getting that social justice, that economic justice. We are, I think New Zealand is in a state of flux where we will constantly be battered with external crises, which actually have a direct impact on us now. I think that is, that's our new future. And I think it forces upon us the necessity to start thinking of things differently economically, culturally, socially. We actually, this is a period of adaptation, I think.
Yeah, look, today, a really significant day. We had Minister Willie Jackson at the marae, and he announced the UNDRIP, the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. He launched, well, he announced the development plan to actually draft the declaration. He talked about the two phases. The first one is to talk to Māori, different Māori groups and organisations. The phase two would be talking to Pākehā. And you know what? In the media stand-up immediately after, it was, why are you talking to Māori first? Where are the Pākehā voices? Which of these points, aspects of the of UNDRIP will be the most controversial? Do you think that it will spark arguments? Not once did they talk about Indigenous voices being heard, dreams and aspirations. Minister Willie Jackson talked about dreams and aspirations of Māori as Indigenous people. Not once did they talk about that, but they heard, when Willie Jackson talked about aspirations, they heard separatism. When he talked about dreams, they talked about segregation. You know, what's the matter here with our Pākehā, with your Pākehā mates, the Pākehā media?
I think, again, in that whole social flux, we're having to look at new hybrid measures and new ideas that are actually, let's be honest, these are big ideas. These are big, scary ideas. When you're talking about decentralizing power and allowing others to actually have the access to lift themselves out of poverty, to have their own sovereignty, their own agency, that's a difficult concept for Pākehā to get their heads around at the best of times. Let alone when Māori are so confidently standing up and making the challenge. I think that these are necessary conversations that must be had. I am someone who sees an enormous amount of offshore shocks coming our way from Chinese aggression in the Pacific. This COVID virus, let's not forget for one second, the latest modeling this week showed that to be able for us to hit herd immunity against the Delta variant of the virus, we're talking 97%. Well, goodness gracious me, how are we going to get into those Pacifica communities? How are we going to get into those Māori communities? How are we going to get into those working class communities? If that needs to be the threshold, we have so much further that we need to start to build. And also the infrastructure, because I don't think it's going to be a one-off thing. Let's be honest, this COVID virus is so serious, it's going to be with us for a long time. So the rollout mechanisms, the annual shots, that's going to require a re-establishment of community health centres that can also activate as places where people can get inoculated. Now, we're not even talking about making this an ongoing thing. We're just talking about, oh, well, that's the next couple of months then. Well, I just think the big ideas are going to just keep coming. We don't have the luxury of thinking small any longer, and it has to be outside the box. So when we're talking with Minister Jackson and these big ideas about Māori sovereignty, I see them as a challenge, an exciting challenge, and maybe actually one way we might get around to actually living up to the promise of the treaty. That's pretty exciting. Now, how do you sell that to my Pākehā brothers and sisters? This has to be sold the way it actually is. This is about civil rights. That's all this is about, civil rights. This is not about special rights. This is about civil rights of First Nation people. I think we can have a hybrid. I think we can have a democratic system that also respects the Indigenous people of the country, and that's not a scary thing. That's how we get out of where we are.
Thank you very much for that. Look, Minister, talking about ministers, Minister Nanaia Mahuta has just brought herself a big scrap with councils over this Three Waters proposal and the building or the taking away of infrastructure. Wow, she's taking it off those local councils. She's their minister, but she's actually taking it away. Usually local ministers give to the local councils. She's taken it away. She's brought a big scrap.
And I think it's because councils have been so poorly equipped to fund this, the necessary water usage we have around our regions. It's led to, North for crying out loud, the poisoning of water there. We've had water degradation in a lot of our rivers and lakes because of agricultural impact. We need to make these investments now. We know that water and its equality and its ability for be able to get clean water is going to be one of the major issues confronting most of the rest of the world moving forward. We have the luxury and the absolute grace and good fortune to have some of the purest water supplies in the known world. This is a tohunga. It is beyond measure. And if it requires amalgamating a whole bunch of silly councils and they want to throw their wobblies and they want to throw their... Well, the government has the power to simply seize the assets. So let's be clear about that. And I think that the role of ensuring that Māori are guardians of that water, I think that's an important addition that needs to be in that debate.
Yeah. Good on Nanaia.
Trying out loud, protect our waters.
Freedom of speech. So, I know that you're really big on this. I just want to go back to something that you had said earlier. We already have laws in place, do we not, that protect freedom of speech or that ensure that freedom of speech is maintained while we're discussing or while we're looking at hate speech? Surely we should enact what we already have. What happens if we have a whole new set of rules? What happened to those old ones? And, is it going to be a step too far? I just want to talk about this again.
Let us get back to first principles here, right? This is about making sure people of colour, Muslims, the queer community, the trans whānau, woman, any minority group out there or group that has minority power in society should have the same agency and the same defence and the same self-sovereignty of mediocre white men. That is, my friend, the dream, that everyone gets that same level of protection. So how do we go about ensuring that? I believe passionately that this is about anti-discrimination laws, which absolutely need to be empowered and beefed up, and also anti-harassment laws. I think that if we get into a hate speech area, it is going to buy us a fight that we will lose on the left. And my deepest fear about enacting hate speech laws, and remember, this isn't just a little thing. We're talking about moving it from 3 months in prison to 3 years imprisonment. Now, who always has been, like in the past, we've always been told we need these protections, we need these things, it'll keep us safe. And who always gets you, who always has these state powers and these erosion of civil liberties? Who has them always used against them? Māori, environmentalists, unionists. We know this from our history. So I'm really loath about going down a pathway where we criminalise hate speech, because we all think it's going to be used to smash the dirty racists and the dirty transphobes and the dirty misogynists. I'm telling you now it won't. You'll get a situation where it's Don Brash taking some young Māori who has called him a racist to court for hate speech. Oh. That's what's going to happen. It's not going to be the way we think it's going to go down.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Bomber Martin Bradbury, happy Matariki. It is the first day of the Māori New Year today. Of course, we celebrate Matariki in a phase, but today is the New Year. So happy New Year to you, brother. Happy New Year to you, comrade.
To you and the Wātea whānau. Thank you.
Me tika mihi ki a koe. Kia ora. Good. That is our good friend, Bomber Martin Bradbury.